You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Big weekend in the town. The Roots were here Friday. On Friday, I got a chance to talk to the grandmother of Raphael Grimet. We talked about him a little more than a month ago. He was unfortunately shot after engaging in a fist fight, and he left behind a girlfriend who was pregnant. So we're going to do a baby shower for her in November, Brian.
Okay.
A lot of folks in the town been offering to help, so this is going to be a great thing. I'm going to try to bring some solace and comfort to the family. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran was in town. You just told me about that. I was like, yo, fam, I went to LC's. Why was it overrun Saturday? Was it a game or something?
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Guess that's where all the people was at LC's. Man, I was standing in line forever.
Yeah.
But them wangs was worth it.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe also in the town.
Had Starlight rocking.
She also went to the Battle of the Bands in KCK and talked to the kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember, I was there last year.
So shouts out to Janelle for always giving back to the community. You could have came up here, girl. You still got time. If you're on your way to the airport right now, just slide through.
Come on through. So last night, it was epic, Shay. It was worth the wait and worth every single bit of hype that the game got as our Chiefs took on the Patriots. Had a slow start, but in the third quarter, the Chiefs offense finally got going with a 67-yard pass, Kareem Hunt, to bring the score to 24-16.
In the 33-yard line, Mahomes surveys, flushed out again, chased down the sideline, getting free is Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt is able to get Kansas City right back into the game.
Post Mahomes, then he found Tyreek Hill in the back of the end zone to pull the Chiefs into one.
Second and 10, Mahomes in the end zone, Hill for the touchdown.
And Tyreek Hill, he got into the end zone again in the fourth quarter to get the Chiefs a 33-30 lead.
Mahomes, and that one is going to be caught for a touchdown by Tyreek Hill. Two receivers basically going into the same area. And the Kansas City Chiefs have their first lead since it was 3-0.
Oh, boy, with 3:15 left in the game, Shay, Tyreek Hill and his sixth touchdown on the season on a 75-yard strike from Patrick Mahomes to seal the game 40 apiece.
Steps up, going deep. That field wide open again is Hill. Inside the 30. Hill down the sideline.
Unfortunately, the defense could not keep up with Tom Brady and the Patriots, and we fell 43-40. It was an epic game. Patrick Mahomes had two interceptions early, but then he came back with four touchdown passes to give him 18 on the season. And you know what? We learned a lot about Mahomes and the Chiefs yesterday. We learned about going through adversity, building character, fighting back in a hostile environment on Sunday Night Football in front of the entire nation. It was a great game, and we shouldn't be disappointed in our team. It goes down again this week, next Sunday. Oh, boy, we got the Bengals coming to Arrowhead for Sunday Night Football.
That boy Patrick Mahomes, 23 years old, had the whole team, the whole city on his back, and he fought valiantly.
The boy is bad, okay?
He really is.
He showed so much maturity and so much moxie for somebody his age, like you just said. He's playing like a vet out there. Can't ask for nothing more from him.
Shouts out to Bucker. He comes through like
Harrison Bucker. He was 4-for-4. And Tyreek Hill and Bucker got me my fantasy points to keep me undefeated.
Oh my goodness. You and your fantasy leagues.
You know it.
But shouts out to the Chiefs. We still love you. That was a hard fought win. Everybody is talking about, yo, we got one.
We still in first place, so
that's right.
It's
so
all
we ain't
good.
Even worried about that. No matter what, still Chiefs song coming up at 7-Eleven. We got you.
Can you dig it?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs around 50. Partly sunny, chilly. Right now, you are mostly cloudy at 36 in Independence. Shade, what's popping?
So all this time, people thought that Kalani was exclusively backstroking in the lady pond.
Oh.
When actually she dabbling in other little areas of the world too. Kalani announced that she is 4 months pregnant with her first child.
Congratulations.
Isn't that wonderful? She said, quote, I've always been very open with you all about my personal adventures and accomplishments. This is the hardest to hide. If you know me, you know I've dreamt about motherhood since I was very young. When asked what my goals are, it's always the idea of a big, healthy, happy family, and whatever comes along is a plus. I am so honored to be given this gift by Spirit Creator and an amazing partner who I trust with my body and life.
You're not my dad!
So the dude she got a baby with, she talked about the scenario with Nicki Minaj on Queen Radio on this past Friday. And she said that she started dating women before she even dated men. And then she found a partner who was a bisexual man. And he understood her queerness and her fluidity and so on and so forth. So that means he like dudes too.
Hey, whatever you like.
Get it how you live.
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
So the parents of R. Kelly's alleged abuse victim have created what they're calling an abuse hotline. They said that they haven't seen their daughter since December of 2016, and they wanted to create this abuse hotline for any women who may have come in contact with R. Kelly and were afraid to step up and accuse the singer of such.
Why not do that for, like, everybody, not just R. Kelly?
Well, they say that they haven't seen their daughter since December of 2016, and they feel as though
I meant that as it being a good idea. That's what I meant. And, you know, there should be something like that for women who are scared to say something.
Emily B's father is willing to testify on Fabulous' behalf in the domestic violence case.
Whoa.
Yep, so of course, Fab was indicted on 4 felony charges by a New Jersey grand jury earlier this month after allegedly assaulting Emily and threatening to shoot her father back in March. According to new reports, M's dad is now willing to testify on behalf of the rapper if the case goes to trial.
That doesn't necessarily mean that he's going against Emily B, does it?
Well, if he's going on behalf of Fab, I mean...
Yeah. No.
He's been charged with 1 count of domestic violence with significant bodily injury, 2 counts of threatening to kill, and 1 count of possession of a weapon. Each charge carries up to 5 years in prison and are considered third degree crimes in Jersey.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
Man, I'm mad because I got to go to work, and I'm the only Chiefs fan at the place that I work. Now I get to hear everybody tell me how Tom Brady's the GOAT, and it's just going to ruin my day from the jump.
It's cool, man. Listen, Tom Brady, he is one of the best of all time, if not the best. But look at all the injuries we had. All right, yes, the defense is suspect. We had no Eric Berry, no Justin Houston, no Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, no Mitch Morse. It was so many people out, and we still hung in there and almost won the game, dog.
Man, there's ways to look at it positive.
That's right. You hold your head up high when you walk through that building. Don't you ever let nobody hold your head in shame.
That Chiefs Kingdom flag still gonna be flying when I walk in.
Already. That's what I'm talking about. Who is this?
My name's Tyler.
All right.
My dog Tyler. Have a good day, fam.
You too. I appreciate it.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because my heat in my car is not working, and I can barely see driving to work this morning.
That happened to me Friday. Somebody was telling me I need maybe my antifreeze topped off, and so I had to literally pull over because I couldn't see jack in front of me. Then I had to just take my sleeve of my shirt and just scrub off the window. Seriously, it was so foggy.
Literally, that's what I did. I already put antifreeze in there yesterday. It's still not working. I gotta go get this fixed.
You ain't got no man, do you?
I don't.
You know, I can help you out for a small fee. You know what I'm saying?
Brian don't know how to do nothing.
I do too.
He don't know how to do nothing.
I mean, please. First off, you got to get a portable air dryer and put that joint
Excuse
in there.
Me?
And boom, there you go. There's your problem solver right there.
He don't know how to do nothing, child.
What's your name?
Kyra.
All right, Kyra. You have a good day, boo.
All right, thank you. I'm going to try y'all too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In KCK, in Kansas, period, you've got today and tomorrow to get registered to vote. Last day before midterm elections, if you want to participate in the process.
You better participate.
Speaking of Kansas, Janelle Monae was in town this weekend. Open Spaces headlined before her near capacity show at Starlight. She went by the Battle of the Bands in KCK.
We are all one big family. This is Wyandotte County. Yeah. This is where I grew up, and I'm honored to be here. I want to send a special thank you to all the teachers who are working tirelessly every single day, especially in the arts. It's so important that we continue to keep music in our schools. The Battle of the Bands, I just want to give you guys a round of applause to the parents for making sure that your kids are involved. The R saved my life. It kept me from getting into a lot of trouble. And now I get the opportunity to tour around the world. Right. I'm headlining tonight at the Starlight Theater, and that is a dream come true for me. And I just want to let you guys know that I come from the same place you guys come from, and it is nothing in this world that you cannot do.
Yeah. So inspirational, man, for real. To see something on TV and from far away is one thing, but to see something in person in the flesh that came from the same neighborhood, went to the same schools, used the same instruments that you use, that's a whole different level of inspiration to me, Shay.
For real, though. Shouts out to Busy Benton. Casey, where you at? We snatched it.
My dog!
So, at the concert, she brought up a lot of folk from KCK.
Did she bring up the dude that told her she was a six?
I don't think so. But she did bring up the man that she credits as her fine arts teacher that really helped her to develop in her music career. That's Daryl Ammons. He was there. Also, one of the students from the band came up. She gave a lot of tickets to the Schlegel Fine Arts Department. So about 50 people from her family and friends were also there. Mother, grandmother, father, everybody. So it was like a reunion, if you will.
That's beautiful. You know, she was talking about the arts and how it kind of saved her from a lot of trouble. We aren't all just athletes, right? We're not just football players or basketball players. There is so much untapped talent with our young kids in the Kansas City, Kansas, and the Kansas City, Missouri school districts that we got to keep these arts up, Shay. I'm telling you, so much talent out here.
Totally, totally, totally agree.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
43-40 was the score in Foxborough, Massachusetts last night. Tom Brady, you know, he did his thing.
Yes, he did.
It was definitely a dogfight, Brian. It wasn't like we were just dominated the entire game.
Really, it was a must-win for New England because they knew that if the Chiefs were to win that game, we would have a complete stranglehold on the AFC and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So they was going to come with their A game. We came with our, like, A-minus game.
I mean, it really could have gone either way.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great game. It was a playoff game, playoff atmosphere.
I was very proud, very encouraged by our squad.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what we do. This is week six. It's time for Morning Grind exclusive, our Chief song.
Man, such a tough game. The ups and downs of football. We gonna stand strong, though. We are Chiefs Kingdom. Shay, break them off one time.
Whispering in his ear, my QB is Mahomes. Telling him Sunday we're home, but our defense wasn't too good for us,
and we lost the game by three.
Three.
Yeah. And we
cliche.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103. Cheers.
7:23 today. Look for highs around 50. It'll be chilly and sunny right now. You are cloudy at 36 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Tito Jackson, member of the Jackson 5, is 65 today.
Love Tito.
Polo the Don, rapper and producer, is 41.
Uh-huh.
R&B singer Ginuwine is 48 today.
Uh-huh.
And R&B singer Eric Benet, he's 52. And happy birthday to Keisha Cole, who's 37 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 15th. I couldn't have no music ready because we had to get ready for Drake.
All right, so Drake is opening up about his Pusha T and Kanye West feud. LeBron James has a new show on HBO called The Shop. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to watch it over the weekend and I really enjoyed it.
Real good.
They talked about a lot of issues, including the beef.
I ended up linking with Ye and he, you know, sold me on this whole speech of like, I'm in a great place, I'm making money and I'm a father and I want to, you know, be Quincy Jones and help you. But in order to do that, you've got to be transparent with me and you've got to play me your music and you've got to tell me when you're dropping. And I know you don't like to do things like that. So I played in my music. And then from there, it was all good. So Wyoming happened and 40 went to Wyoming early. And he was like, man, I'm here a day early, man. Something's off.
He's just like, felt it.
40 said that.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's working on an album, man. Like, he just told me he wanted to give me beats, and he's not. He said he wasn't dropping till like October, November, or something like that. And I'm like, it's all good. Let's just go and let's see what it's about. So I went and, you know, ended up pretty much spending majority of my time working on his music, like just trying to like cook up ideas for him, you know. I was out there and I spent all my time pretty much working on his stuff. We left with Lift Yourself and like a pat on the back, you know, so it was like, all right.
It's all good.
I play him March 14th. I send him a picture of my son.
Mm. Oh my God.
I tell him I'm having trouble with my son's mother. We had a conversation. I shared my. I wake up and all these dates are out one by one by one, all around June 15th. Next 2 days, whatever, I wake up now to this text from him, passive, like, sends me something I did. Yo, I love you, brother. Lift Yourself comes out with him just talking nonsense.
Scoopity-doo.
Scoopity-poop that route now.
Oh, this guy's trolling. Oh, this was like a manipulative, like, I want to break you thing. So I said, all right, I'm going to go back to distancing myself again. Then, and of course, there's this song towards me you produced that's talking about writing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing for you.
I was just there with you as friends. Now you're dissing me. But there was, you know, people love to say, like, rap purists and people who just love conversation, they love to say, hey, man, there's no rules in this, but there are f-ing rules in this.
Course,
and I'm gonna tell you something. It's like, I knew something was gonna come up about my kid. They had to add like the deadbeat thing to make it more appealing, which is fine. I understand that. And even that, I was like, okay. The mom and dad thing, whatever. You don't even know my family. Yeah. It's like some, but I'm gonna tell you, wishing death on my friend that has MS. Now, when you mention defenseless people who are sick in the hospital that passed away, that really sent me to a place where, you know, I just believed then and believe now that there's just a price that you have to pay for that.
Mm. I will say, Shay, that did give a new perspective to me about how Drake handled the whole thing. I still think that he should have responded in some way. And allegedly he had this track that Jay Prince was like, nah, don't do that. It's just gonna set everything ablaze.
Exactly. I think he did the right thing. From the beginning, I felt like that was the right thing. Michelle Obama told y'all, when they go low, you go high. You ain't never.
She did say that.
If you get down in the mud with pigs, guess what? Both of y'all getting up dirty.
Oh, thank you, Shay Prince.
It's the truth. So it's no reason to do all that. And in other news, Drake and Chris Brown have squashed their beef too.
Wow.
Yeah, he brought him up on stage in LA for the Aubrey and the Three Amigos tour. And Drake said he hopes that they make music soon.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ending of an era, Brian. Sears filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today, buckling under massive debt load and staggering losses.
I got a lot of memories at Sears.
Me too.
They had the appliance section, which, you know, I think that a lot of people are familiar with. But most importantly, the memories I have is the Husky section that my grandma used to take me to get my Dockers and my good church clothes at. They had a Husky section at the Bannister Mall up here around the corner.
You were the most adorable little chunky ball of vanilla latte Cocoa Puffs.
I was a terrible kid, by the way.
Of course, Sears started out as a mail order catalog in the 1880s, and then it bloomed into the retail giant that it had become, you know, before chains like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Macy's. It was Sears.
Yeah, man. It's sad, but it's just a sign of the times. It is what it is.
Just last night, I was online shopping for Christmas gifts. It's just easier.
It is. It's extremely convenient. Plus, you get a lot more deals and a lot more sales that come more often with the online thing.
But as consumers, I think we're going to have to stop being lazy because this...
That ain't happening.
It gets people out of jobs, Brian.
It does, yeah.
In the brick and mortar stores, they're not going to have no gig.
Yeah, but we got to find a way to adapt, though. Because we're not going to stop online shopping, Shay. Come on, like Cyber Monday, you going to stop on Cyber Monday when they offering you 50% off of this, you know, 4K TV that you can get for only $300 now?
But we're losing so many of our retailers.
Hey, Amazon, I know Amazon is taking over the world, and their company is worth $1 trillion, but that's just the way that things are going. We're saying this right now, but a lot of people don't care about those jobs, and we're not thinking about those jobs, unfortunately.
That was a lot of people's first gig. Like Salt and Pepper, they met at Sears. Mm-hmm. They got discovered there. I mean,
and what year was that?
First, I don't know, gotta be early 80s.
82.
Gotta be early 80s.
It was 2018 now. That was a very long time ago. It is sad to think about, though, because, like, you know, you would want to take your kids to these stores and be like, well, this is what I used to do, and we can't do that anymore.
I remember being in college, and I had a Discover card, and they had it linked up where you could go get cash off your Discover card out of Sears.
Really?
I'm like, what? What?
You know all the scams.
There was no scam. You know how that snatched me out of the jaws of death many times.
Yeah, I know.
Many, many times.
That's why they're going bankrupt now.
I was on
of
the brink of extinction, with no money in my pocket as a college student, and I made my way to Sears and got $10 off my Discover card, and it held me down like steel.
I'm blaming you for the bankrupt of Sears.
I paid that money.
Sure you did.
Eventually.
You don't like paying money back.
That's a lie. Now, one thing you ain't gonna do is lie on me. That's my student loans I refuse to pay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, Tuesday could be the day.
For what?
Mega Millions jackpot estimated $654 million.
So then nobody win it over the weekend.
Right. I know what to do with it. Lord, I can be trusted.
Oh, really?
I could be trusted, Lord.
What you gonna do then?
Brian, I would bless so many people. It would be unfathomable the amount of people that I would bless with that money.
You know, I heard a wise man say this one day, is that if you don't know what to do with the money that you have now, what you think you're going to be able to do with millions and millions of dollars?
I know what to do with the money I got now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good steward over my money.
Mm-hmm. You ask me for a dollar every day for you to get a drink,
That's
a water or something.
Dollar every day lie.
Yo, let me get an extra water.
That's an everyday lie. And when I get that money, I want you to know that my phone number will be changed ASAP.
Okay,
Rocky.
That's cool. You can change your number. just as long as I got it, though.
You know, I'm letting you know you're not going to have it.
Oh, yes, I am going to have it.
All right.
You going to do me like that, your partner, the man who's had your back.
You tell stories on me every day.
I tell the truth about you.
I do not ask you for a dollar every day.
You do ask me for a dollar every day. Why are you sitting up here lying to these people?
Anyway, can you think of anything that you did as a young person, something in your past that makes you cringe when you think about it now? Like, why I do that?
Not off the top, but I if you give me a little time, I can think about something.
I usually don't have regrets just because I like to live my life in the present moment at all times. But, you know, if I could throw something into the sea of forgetfulness, it would be like, maybe like a dude or two. Mm. Damn! Like when I look back at it, I'd be like, oh, what was I thinking?
I know a lot of ladies feel like that.
For real, but I just...
It was a couple of girls who I was like, eh...
You know, this is my rule. If I didn't have a good time, it didn't happen.
Oh, no. Now, that's a lie.
What do you mean?
No, it happened.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You are not a part of Men in Black. You don't have one of the joints where you make people forget stuff.
If I didn't have fun, fam.
Okay. If there are more than two witnesses, it did happen.
I'll never be sloppy like that with witnesses.
Yeah, okay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Definitely got to have that extra jacket on. I reached in the back of the closet and pulled out my little...
You got your first down coat?
My little Fozzie Bear. It's a nice little fuzzy sweater I got.
Triple Fat Goose?
Nah, it's a fuzzy sweater, like I said. Week 6. I'm fortunate into a great game last night in Foxborough.
Lived up to the hype, Shay.
Chiefs, 40, Patriots, 43.
Mm-hmm.
So, despite win or loss, we're going to show our team the love that they deserve.
Absolutely, we are.
Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Let's go.
Man, such a tough game. The ups and downs of football. We gon' stand strong, no. We are Chiefs King. Shay, break him off one time.
Whispering in his ear, my QB is my home. Telling him Sunday we're home. But our defense wasn't too good.
Lost the game by three.
Yeah!
And we lost the game by three. Whispering in her ear, she knows my quarterback.
Celebrity Shane.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:23 today. Look for highs of around 50. Probably sunny and chilly. Record lows with a freeze warning in effect until 9 o'clock. Clear 34 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Singer Kalani announced that she is 4 months pregnant with her first child.
Congratulations.
This is a little shocking because she had revealed that she's been, you know, swimming exclusively in the lady pond.
That was a really long time ago. And we've been just friends since then. That relationship actually wasn't very long, but we were like super sprung at first, and that's why we were very, very public with it. But it wasn't that long of a relationship. I mean, her is super cool now. I started dating women before I ever dated men, and then I was really lucky to find a partner who was a bisexual male, and he really understands my queerness and my fluidity, and I really understand his, and we just really appreciate each other as human beings, and it's been really awesome to be understood.
Wow.
You can have whatever you like.
For real, though. She talked about this on Nicki Minaj's Queen radio show on this past Friday. She's really excited, and she revealed that it's a little girl.
So, like, you're probably eating more than a sandwich, boy.
So, Lonnie Love is still talking about Tay-Bar being fired from The Real.
Uh-oh.
In a recent radio interview, she talked more about what was going on at the time.
When the incident happened, when she got fired, I didn't know about it because I went on the Wendy Williams show. Why would I go on a Wendy Williams show if I knew one of my castmates was going to get fired that next Monday? I got a call on Saturday. They said that Tamar was being let go. Mm-hmm. I asked the question. We all got on a text, and we were like, what is going on? We were calling her. She's not picking up the phone, nothing, right?
Right.
Then, when all of that happened, I get on a plane to go to Atlanta. Who's in front of me in first class? Her sister, Tawanda. Her sister, Tawanda, said, Lonnie, I am so sorry this is happening to you. We know you didn't have nothing to do with it. She said, but I'm going to tell you something. They just did an emergency filming of the Braxton Family Values, and you need to see the episode. I had a person that worked at WeTV contacted me and said, look, we saw the rough cut of the Braxton Family Values. You are being named, the girls are being named, and Vince is doing the naming. Wow. So I called my attorney. I didn't tell these girls this. This is the first time they're hearing this. Mm. I said, you got to call WeTV and let them know that if they're naming us, we're going to have legal action.
So Vince is the one behind all this?
That's what she's saying, but Tawanda went on her IG account and said, what I'm not willing to do is allow anyone to create dissension. I absolutely was on that flight with Lonnie Love, and how many years ago was this conversation? I'm amused at how the statements were paraphrased. It was never a heads up, and as soon as I saw Lonnie on the flight, I immediately contacted Tamar to let her know. The interview circulating that I'm included in is BS. Why feel compelled to keep mentioning Tamar when it pertains to that talk show? I guess they are her biggest fans. I'ma peel your face off like a grape. Y'all should ask Tamar to come back since she's the hot topic. Keep it real or change the name of the show.
What dissension was she talking about, though? Because
between Tamar and Tawanda.
Yeah, okay. There's already dissension in that, right?
They have gotten themselves together, okay?
Yeah, okay. Sure they have.
They have. You don't know nothing about being sisters.
Okay.
You don't.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.